Hello and welcome to Healing from Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, a book that shares a look at universal energy, healing, spiritual communication, and the way to awaken to your true human and divine potential. Today I welcome Paula Rosenfeld, author of The Oneness Blessing, who brings to her practice of shamanic healing techniques, energy balancing, intuitive consultations, and coaching efforts, the experiences at the Oneness University in India, which ignited in her an even deeper desire to assist in the transformation of world consciousness. Hello, Paula, and thank you for joining us today.
Hello, Cheryl. Thank you for having me on the show.
You know, Paula, as listeners of Healing from Within know, my guests and I explore our inner being or soul life, discovering connections to universal energy and to the duality of our physical and spiritual worlds, always in an effort to gain clarity and to know ourselves and to understand life in a more intimate and purposeful way. The goals through self-investigation methods and self-mastery of our emotions is really to create a healthier and happier life for ourselves and an improved world community. In today's episode of Healing from Within, Paula will share what the Oneness Blessing is and why it is being called a global phenomenon, and how awakening and enlightenment are the transitional states many people are now focused on. We will discuss working with your authentic self, healing relationships, health, and allowing for greater prosperity. We will also discuss the concept of oneness and how, as ordinary people, we may experience extraordinary events to learn we are more than our body and our physical life is a means to great wisdom and love. Paula, I always like to ask my guests to think back to their childhood and try to remember an event or feeling or maybe a person that was important to them, as I believe we come into this life with a plan and destiny, and sometimes the patterns for our life, the life interests and relationships, are present really early on.
What an intriguing question. What comes up for me, Cheryl, is a very early memory I have, and I have no idea anything more than it just sort of arose spontaneously, a knowing sometime when I was very young, maybe 8 or something, that the way I phrased it, I was dead already. But now,
I understand.
Yeah, what that says to me is somehow I knew I was eternal.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, some people have to have near-death experiences to be in that energy to bring back sometimes certain gifts, intuitive gifts or heightened awareness. And some children have it because they're simply still very connected to the energy that they were born from, and they bring it in and they remember it at some level. So we're eternal. Yeah, there is no death, and we move from one cycle or circle of living in a higher dimension to living here. And that was beautiful that you knew that. It didn't frighten you, did it?
No, it didn't. And I just, you know, continued on. I had to go through the same physical experiences that everybody does. It doesn't change that. We are creatures here on Earth, and we have to have the physical life.
Yes. So I know you wrote that you were living through the lens of modern life, as was I, you know, pursuing vacations, marriage, and a home, and, you know, but still a sense of something missing. There was an inner emptiness that went along with what you felt as a child, an awareness that this is quite not the whole package or game of life. So then what did you do next? I think you've studied and mastered many healing modalities. What brought you to the Oneness University in India, and what is a oneness blessing, or Diksha, as it is sometimes called?
Yeah. Well, I graduated from college with a liberal arts degree and a degree in English Lit, which launched me in the world with, you know, basically not a lot of practical skills. So I bumbled along, and every job that I had, I sort of just, quote, accidentally, you know, happened into. So...
Or perhaps were guided into. Maybe it
exactly.
wasn't so accidental, because I don't think
exactly.
anything is random. By the way, in college I studied education, and I also minored in English, like you, and had many, many experiences in many different fields, always searching for the philosophical truth of who we are and what we're doing here. And I think you were searching for the same thing. Yeah.
Right. And English literature does explore that ad infinitum, right?
That's yes.
What so many authors write about. But, you know, life just sort of evolved, unfolded, and I found myself divorced with a three-year-old and not at all sure how I was going to be a single mom and spend the optimum amount of time with my daughter and have us, you know, survive. So what I did is, just because it was very flexible, and again, you know, fate, I'm sure, but I became a massage therapist, which led me to become a healer, shamanic healer, and energy practitioner, and all of that I could fit into my life with my daughter. And at some point, I went back to selling real estate, which I had done before she was born. And finally, I was well into my 50s when the real estate market crashed, as we all know.
Mm-hmm.
It was about 2008. And I discovered at that point oneness just by needing something in my life. I was looking for something that would help me move through the circumstances of those years, which were hard for so many of us, you know, financial impact, transition from jobs that maybe once supported us. For us, for me, it was real estate, and that stopped working when the market crashed.
Mm-hmm.
So
what do you define as oneness?
Well, oneness, the oneness phenomenon came out of India in the late 80s, and it was originated by a married couple in India known as Sri Amma and Sri Bhagavan, and they're said to be avatars. So an avatar is, you know, someone who really embodies a very strong divine essence and brings gifts to the world that change the course of history. And so the spiritual center I went to had some people who were called certified oneness trainers, and they were practicing, they were sharing Diksha, which is also called the oneness blessing. It's an energy transmission that came through these avatars, came from India, and it's passed through the hands of certified oneness blessing givers, or Diksha givers, as we're called. And so I, again, stumbled into it, and it totally helped me transition through those very difficult years, and I returned to a full-time healing practice. And I went to India at that point and became a certified oneness trainer myself. So it had a huge impact on my life.
Well, It sounds wonderful, and you just so beautifully described what an avatar or evolved soul or master teacher is. And there are many on the planet, and some of us are fortunate enough to be guided to study with them and to download this wonderful energy for healing and for growing the planet in beauty and in wisdom and in love and compassion. It's all connected, really. I see oneness and unity as taking the universal laws of energy, which are the true values of good living, right? Not lost like in the chaos of the world as we see it right now in a materialistic view of having more, doing more, taking more, but of giving more. And I see that as the beauty of being aligned to this universal energy. Now, is the oneness blessing similar to meditation, hypnosis, or what I do, Reiki energy healing?
Good question. It's somewhat similar to Reiki, and correct me
I
if.
would think it really is because it is a hands-on healing energy, which is universal from divine source. And
Right.
I know when I received my attunement process, I'm a master teacher myself. I felt a connection unlike anything ever before, and a blessing, and was so grateful to be part of this awareness of this connection. So I kind of think there are many healing ways, and some of us are guided one way and some another way to find this universal source and to bring it into the world.
Diksha, while it can be used for healing on all levels, its biggest gift, in my opinion, is actually that it catalyzes changes in the brain to offer the potential for physical awakening, a shift in the brain, the way the
Yes.
brain operates, and then it causes spiritual awakening. So in that sense, the changes that Diksha can offer are similar to meditations.
Yes.
Offering, however, it's permanent. So it's a permanent awakening, a permanent shift in the structure of the brain
Well, as is,
where.
yeah, as is Reiki for a person who is attuned, their energy is actually changed, their channels are actually opened, and we cannot go backwards, we can only go forward into evolving and growing. So yes, there is a definite shift in who we are and the patterns of our brain. Yeah, so
Yeah,
they are,
and
it's a
they.
beautiful thing. And actually, what are the long-term effects of this type of process? For myself, I know what they are, but what are the long-term effects of Diksha for you?
Well, for me, what I've experienced is a longer ability to stay in the moment of what is, and a heightened consciousness of the oneness of all things. So it's a shift in perception, a shift in consciousness. It has allowed me to be much more in the flow of life consciously,
Yes, I
to,
would agree.
because we're all really in a flow of sorts. But what Diksha does is it affects your resistance to life, it lessens it, and that allows you to be with it and to have a more of a space for perception, to see beyond the needs of your ego and see what's really happening in the moment.
Yes, so I think Diksha, as a true Reiki practitioner or master teacher, develops. It allows people to embrace and fully experience the charges or wounds of our being so that we can experience the divine and we can learn to move past this and, as you say, be in the moment and know that happiness is our true nature. And sometimes in a physical world, it's camouflaged by illusions, which we may think are real. But once you get to this feeling and opening to oneness and Diksha, or as I, as a Reiki master teacher, we know what's actually real, and we know that we no longer have to fear the physical world. We can allow, accept, and surrender and be in the moment. So, and it's a powerful ongoing process that never leaves you. Once you are awakened or aware of it, it is yours to have and to hold, perhaps beyond this life, for all eternity, when you get to that point. So it's a very powerful force of learning, creating, and being. So is awakening for you the same as enlightenment?
No, awakening is only the beginning. It's the first step. It's the permanent shift that occurs.
That we were just talking about. Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Enlightenment is all the way on the end of the spectrum. That's at the level of someone who's a true, you know, very, very evolved avatar, like Jesus, or, you know, there's so many avatars, as you mentioned. But enlightenment is really very high on that scale of being able to fully stay in the moment without resistance.
Well, I think you may have also expressed that you used the word presence, which is the infinite supreme intelligence both in and around us, source or universal creation. And when we're in that consciousness itself, very self-aware, that is probably the way to enlightenment, I would think.
Well,
that's a
we
step
can't
beyond.
Control it. We cannot control this. And once you have had a permanent shift, you will at your very own unique pace keep evolving on that spectrum toward enlightenment. But, you know, the oneness phenomenon, or Oneness University in India, teaches that you have to do your inner work to really evolve your consciousness to a greater extent. I mean, you definitely, if you just lived your life without looking within, you could be awakened, you could be happier perhaps than you were prior to awakening, but truly to evolve to that union with all that is, you have to keep turning inward and
let's,
do the inner work.
You know, let's clarify that a little bit. I don't think all our listeners might know. What is doing that inner work? What are we really working on?
We're really, in my opinion, looking to see what part is our ego.
Yes, I would agree. When we're using our ego or our physical mind, and when we're using our heart or our soul-based awareness of the divine, God, source, universal energy. And we need the ego in this physical world. It's not to say we want to disregard it or get rid of it. We just want to be able to know what is authentic for us. And what is really authentic is when we can come from our heart and the other things start to fade away a little bit. They're not as important as before. So, yeah, I think that's a good way to describe doing the inner work. And we will be doing it forever. It's like you said before. It is not a process that just ends. We continue to grow and evolve and have new experiences and opportunities to learn and refine our inner essence or soul work. You know, so that's what I think we're doing. So I just mentioned the authentic self. So what does it mean to be your authentic self? And does this help people find their purpose in life? You know, there's so many people who ask me, well, what am I supposed to be doing? And I say to them, it's really not important the work you do, where you live. It's the becoming. It's in the being. It's in allowing yourself to change and accept change that makes you more authentic. But how do you describe that?
Well, yes, I'd say I like to think of authentic self as essence, our divine essence. And as you start seeing what part is not, that is, what part is your ego and your reactivity to life and to other people, because that's mainly what we do, we react.
Yes.
So
I always
as
say,
the,
are we being proactive or reactive today?
right. So
Okay.
when you are coming from your heart, when you're not coming from your ego, when you're in the flow, what happens is the gifts that you have been given naturally, and it's unique for every single person, but those arise. They're just there. And then you have choice. But it's more of a happening. And I truly believe becoming authentic is the happening that occurs from awakening. And becoming someone who gives to life, who offers their gifts automatically,
Freely,
that's the
perhaps,
key.
yes, that's a good word. Freely, yes, beautifully said. How can Diksha transform the world?
Well, as each individual transforms, the world transforms. And that is happening already. As dark as things are, because they are pretty dark, there's also
Yes.
tremendous change and transformation because people have been awakening in massive, massive numbers all over the world. At one point, well, for a long time, Oneness University was actually keeping track of how many people had awakened. They were able to do that by the guides were tapping into the opening of the Akashic records. There's some beings in very, very high states at Oneness University. So at last count that I know, which is maybe last spring, it was about 2 million.
That is still a very small percentage of the world population,
Right.
isn't
And
it?
that's why we still see darkness. I don't know what it's at now because actually I haven't heard the count. It's almost been a year. But, it is an evolutionary happening that has been long predicted in so many great traditions like the Mayan
Yes,
culture and just everywhere there's been an acknowledgement of moving into what we might call this golden age of awakening or enlightenment.
I'm a sensitive and an empath, and I not only see it, but I feel it when I'm in buildings or with people. I can feel those who are working towards opening up their minds and hearts, and then I can also feel quite seriously those who will not be able to. And
Right.
it's very hard for those of us who are awakening and moving towards enlightenment to see that. It's painful because there's nothing we can do. Everyone's working at their own level of soul essence and their own life plan. And we just have to try to support ourselves with as many people around us as are more like-minded, I would say. I would say
And
that would
that
be good.
I would agree, and it happens naturally
Yes.
after awakening. I have truly noticed in my own life, and it's taught, that everyone in your family, your friends start changing. And in fact, one highly awakened person can affect 100,000 people
Oh,
with their
that's
vibration.
wonderful. Oh, I didn't
Yeah.
know that. That's so wonderful. But
That's what.
Paula, I want to read you this because we were just talking about how Diksha can transform the world. And you wrote this: lying at the root of all the poverty, wars, and destruction of the natural world is the consciousness of separation and lack. With a consciousness of oneness, on the other hand, there is only the abundance of connection and the limitless creativity to discover, negotiate, and utilize resources better. With high levels of awakening, we come to experience that extreme poverty in Africa is our own inner poverty. The pollution of faraway oceans and waterways is the pollution of our own water. The plundering of rainforests in South America is the defilement of the wildness within us. High levels of awakening oneness consciousness provides the paradigm shift we need to end the ceaseless greed, destruction, and suffering. And it couldn't be said any better. This is the way, and this is happening, and I am, as you are, very grateful to be part of this process in what we're talking about here today. So what would you like people to take away from this book?
I would say keep doing the inner work. Keep, opening yourself to what the universe brings to you, because really, it's getting to be so much easier to shift into higher awakening states. And I would really love for people to investigate the oneness blessing, because it happens to be, and I think miraculously, easily available online. This is part of the reason it's spread through the globe, and there's people represented from so many different countries all over the world at Oneness University. But you could sit at home and really just turn on the internet and receive what's called oneness meditation, which is somewhat similar to oneness diksha, but it comes through people's eyes who have been also specially initiated for that. So these are the oneness trainers who've continued to, to receive additional initiation. And most of them, there's probably only, I think, a couple hundred throughout the world, but they're all over the world, and they broadcast online for free. So if you take a half an hour to sit in front of your computer and gaze into these people's eyes, you can receive an energy transmission.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? And I was going to ask you what you could do if there weren't any groups nearby, or
Yeah.
if you couldn't get over to India to the Oneness University there. So thank you very much for saying that. I want to thank you, Paula Rosenfeld, for sharing the wonderful energy and message of the Oneness Blessing, a global phenomenon which can help transform the world at this crucial juncture we now find ourselves in. For more information and to purchase this book, go to fromtheheartcenter.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing from Within, Paula and I have shared the information and practices you may incorporate into your own daily search for fulfillment, health, prosperity, and joy through utilizing energy dynamics, the oneness blessings, and awakening to your own miraculous view of your human and divine potential. We have seen how changes in our inner perceptions, releasing old fears and patterns, result in wonderful new changes in relationships, prosperity, health, purpose, and happiness. Awakening allows for a deep personal bond with universal forces of creation and infinite potential. In my book, The Living Spirit: Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, I focus on this transformational process, which I feel is the only way to free the soul and mind from the restraints and limitations of our physical world. And I wrote, "There can be no spiritual development without, as the above quote says, true self-remembering, for the two concepts are actually one and the same. We are eternal beings, already perfect in our divinity. Therefore, there is nothing to develop, only to remember. That said, we must all realize our responsibility for the path of our physical and spiritual lives. My role in my work is to assist clients in realizing that they have ultimate control over their life decisions, while not necessarily over the circumstances that occur. In the moment of awareness, they achieve a sense of completeness and oneness with spirit that is beyond anything they have felt before. Paula and I encourage you to open to the possibilities of the oneness blessing and all our divine sources for growth and expansion, and to begin to live in peace, harmony, balance, and love, to create a finer reality for yourself, refine your own soul energy, and for our world communities. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and I invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to learn more about how you may access your own spiritual gifts and empower your life to a level of authentic awareness and the best version of self possible. Shows with worldwide experts in the field of metaphysics, energy medicine, the arts, and music may be heard on DreamVision7Radio.com and also WebTalkRadio.net. Thank you.